The legislature's Joint Finance Committee actually proposed spending about $17 million more on Medicaid programs than Governor Jim Doyle. The chief difference is that they rejected several of Doyle's ideas on bringing in extra money. Hudson GOP Representative Kitty Rhodes took the lead on the Republican plan. She says Doyle's budget relied too heavily on using the state's credit card.
So we sat down and said, you know what, we're not going to do that. We're going to fund this. We're going to make the commitment to these people who are in our programs with real money.
In recent weeks, Republicans had already tossed Doyle's idea to pay Medicaid bills with the funds set aside for malpractice insurance claims. They also scrapped his plan for $130 million in state borrowing. Last night, lawmakers unanimously rejected Doyle's proposed fee increases on nursing home beds. The entire panel also voted against higher fees for HMO insurance companies. Rhodes says that would have created a disincentive to care for Wisconsin's poor, elderly, and disabled.
The HMO industry would just say, you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. This is too hard. I'm just not going to participate.
The committee voted to preserve the state's senior care drug buying program, even though its federal waiver is soon set to expire, and all members voted to raise co-pays for generic drugs from $1 to $3. The legislature's budget panel is set to wrap up the rest of its state spending plan tonight. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.